Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Late Night with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the number to ring. Hi, Kai.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello. How are you keeping?
Not really good. I kind of wanted to ask you a question, if that's all right. Like, tell you a story behind it and see what your view is on it.
Go on.
Basically, because I'm a part of the LGBT community, I class as gay. I've got a friend who we go to events because I'm going to put it bluntly, I'm a kinky guy, if you see what I mean.
All right, so we're talking events.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much I can say on here or not, I don't know.
Go on, say it.
Kind of like bondage and stuff.
All right. Bondage and stuff's fine after 10 p.m., I think.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I didn't know how much I could say, but it's stuff like that. And basically, my friend had a bad past. Basically, he was an ex-sex offender. He was put on the list.
Oh, blimey. And
basically, I find it a bit unfair. Basically, the police were pretending to be 14-year-old online. He did say stuff. But I don't know how to put it, you see what I mean? He's never met them, but because what he said online, it got him into trouble. Do you see what I mean?
I'm
not on his side. And basically, anyway...
the thing is, it could have been a 14-year-old. He didn't know that, did he?
No. Like I said, I'm not on his side, but at the same time, I know people can change, if you see what I mean.
Okay.
And basically, someone's dug up his past and admitted it to all these events. And now I feel a bit bad for him because they're judging him, if you see what I mean, from his past.
Right.
And I just wanted to ask, and maybe people listening could say their bit as well, do you think people can change? Because he seemed like a nice guy. He told me, he opened up to me. And, yeah, I agreed with him, he can change. And there's been no warning signs since, you see what I mean?
Yeah. How long ago was it that it happened?
While he was younger, because he's in his 50s, 60s now.
Right.
And so it was when he was younger, do you see what I mean?
How much younger, though?
I think it was at least, 6 years, if not more.
Yeah.
If it was recent, I could understand why people were judging him. Do you see what I mean? If it was, a year ago.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I do know what you mean. So what happened with this case? Did he get prosecuted and put away?
Basically, he got rehabilitated. I can't pronounce it properly.
Yeah, rehabilitated. So,
yeah, and basically they said with his new life, he should live in harmony and everything, but whoever's lead it is basically wrecking it.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But he's... Kai, you carry on.
I know people are going to judge, but it shouldn't really affect him going to events. You see what I mean? Like I said, it was the past.
This is an event for adults, right?
It is 18 plus, but basically what I've... Because people run it, of course. I spoke to the people who run it, and they said that... Because I think there must be people with special needs, I assume, who go... Because I have autism as well, so I can understand. And they're saying it's their responsibility. Do you see what I mean?
I see what you mean. I think that for people, once they know that this information is out there, they'll be thinking about his welfare as well as everybody else's, because you don't want him getting beaten up because he goes to one of these parties, do you?
Yeah, and I'm kind of annoyed because he's saying I don't think we can be friends anymore because it's going to be out there and it's going to spread around. He's just basically thinking about my...
your reputation.
Safety. Yeah. Because, well, like I said, people can judge, and I don't know, I just find it unfair. Like I said, it's past and he hasn't done anything since.
Well, your relationship with him is down to you. How old are you, Kai?
I'm 18. And, like, he's a good friend, because, like, if I'm honest, I've been depressed. I still am, but he's understood me and he's fought my corner, because sometimes at these events, they say they're inclusive, but they're not, because, like, do you see what I mean? Like, sometimes people with autism need a bit more.
Mm.
Do you see what I mean? Like, I don't know how to pull it.
Yeah, so that, that you need to... Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. People with autism will have sort of needs that other people might not think twice about, in terms of knowing what's going to happen, feeling in control of the situation, not having any, I guess, too many surprises.
Yeah, and because sometimes I'm not good socially, they don't keep that in mind, and my friend fought for me for that, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. Do you think that you would be capable of going on your own?
I think I will, just because there's group chats to do with the events as well. There's one person who specifically bullies me. And that's why he fights my corner, because they say they're inclusive, and because he doesn't specifically attack you and call you names, he gets away with it. Do you see what I mean? It's on the borderline of, like, attacking, if you see what I mean.
All in all, Kai, it sounds like it's not the best environment for you anymore.
That's just the group chat. When I actually go, it's all right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but...
Do you have to be involved in the group chat, Kai?
Yeah, I'm like, my friend fights on my side, and it's literally just that one person.
Hmm.
So I sometimes do lose my temper, but the admins don't really do anything. So yeah, it's just like one of them things, and I don't really want to miss out just because of one person. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I know what you mean. I can kind of see why people don't want to, I can see why people have got a problem with your friend. And fair or unfair, once people get that information, it's hard to forget. I kind of feel for him as well, because he's done his time and he's not hanging around out, you know, with kids. And what's he supposed to do?
Yeah.
It's a really tricky one. Your relationship with him is your own business. So whether you want to stay friends with him is your business. And I get the feeling that no one's going to be able to tell you how to behave around him anyway.
Like, I don't know, like I said, I kind of want to be friends with him, but he's saying he doesn't in case I get in risk of whatever, because, like I said, people judge.
Association.
Yeah, association.
Oh, man. It's a really tricky one, Kai. Have you got any other friends that go there?
Yeah, but they don't really understand me, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I'm quite a loner. That's a...
And do you think it would be fair to say that, you know, part of the autism means that you're used to going with him now, so it would be tricky for you to change your habit?
It's not just that as well. It's just like he understood me the most, because like most of my life, I believe, well, people never really understood me because of my autism, etc. So, and he has it himself, but he's more mature, if you see what I mean. He's older, so he understands it more.
Mm.
They say, yeah, like, I have been to events by myself, but at the same time, the bond, yeah.
I know what you mean. All right. It's not an easy one, this, Kai. It's not an easy one at all, because I can see all sides of it.
Yeah, and he was, like I said when I called in yesterday, you know how I was 12 days sober?
Yeah.
He helped me with that as well.
Yeah.
So he used to drink to forget about my troubles, and then, yeah, it caused more trouble.
Yeah, I know. But the other thing is that obviously he's being made to feel uncomfortable about going to this place now. That's probably why he doesn't want to go.
Yeah. And it's just annoying, like I said, because now the people for that event knows everyone else for all the other events, so they're like telling them.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Have you, how much can you talk to, I mean, it sounds like you've got quite a close relationship. You've told him all this, I take it?
Yeah, majority. We're going to he's just out and about at the moment. He's driving, so of course he can't text. He said he'll ring me back when he's back home.
Oh, right. So this is just tonight that you've had this bombshell, that he won't be...
Well, yesterday. It started yesterday, and it's still carrying on today.
All right. Well, here's the thing.
Really sorry for him, so yeah. Getting me down as well.
Well, don't, because this is the thing, right? If you want to help someone else, you can't go under. So make sure you look after yourself, because whatever happens, you've got to be able to carry on.
Yeah.
And in order to help him, you've got to stay, you know, keep your head in the game.
Yeah, I did tell him, like, I know I've got my own problems and I know you helped me with that, but I'm going to try and be the best for you as I can.
Yeah. Do you know what I would do? I would give it a bit of space. Let him have his moment. Let him calm down, because it's obviously very emotional at the moment. And he's had a shock that now everybody knows, and he's having to rethink everything. Let things calm down, and you may find that that it's not quite as drastic as it seems.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me chat about it.
That's all right, Kai. Thanks for talking to me about it. I'm sorry that I can't come up with an easy fix-all, but...
No,
I kind
of
get it. It's human nature. When people find out about stuff like that, of course they get defensive.
Yeah.
But then, you know, if he's done his time and he's not going anywhere near kids, what's he supposed to do?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Let things calm down a bit, Kai, and I think you're doing the right thing by just saying that you're there and that you're not going anywhere. Let him come round himself.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, no problem. Nice to speak to you. Thanks very much, Kai. 0344 499 1000. I mean, anyone who's got any insight into that, I don't know. What can you say? 0344 499 1000. If you want to give me a ring, or you can text me on 87222 and you start your text with the word talk. That'll cost you 25p plus your standard network charge. The alternative is you tweet at Talk Radio or you tweet at Flipping Cass. I'll get both of those messages. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm Catherine Boyle.
Late Night with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
That call, though. See, now I'm thinking about the age difference between the friends. 18. 60. I don't know, Kai. I don't know. 0344 499 1000. Thanks for all your messages that are coming through. I really appreciate that. If anyone has got any insight into that, give me a shout. And Kai did say that he wanted to know what other people thought about it. And I would really... I'd really appreciate it. Obviously, it's something that's sort of caught me on the hop a bit. Getting messages through about Kai's call. This one from Jay. Kai, he says, don't trust him. My cousin was sent down for 4 years and put on the CPR for 14 years. He had a week left of the 14 years and he was caught again downloading child porn. They never change. I mean... There you go. That's one person's opinion, Kai, if you're listening. I don't know, you know, that call. If you want to send me a message, 87222, and start your text with the word talk. I could do with a hand on this one, I think. Text will cost 25p plus your standard network charge. You know, I remember talking to a guy called Ray Wire, who used to run a rehabilitation project in Milton Keynes for people who'd been caught contacting children. Or downloading child abuse images, or actually abused children, physically, sexually abused children. And it was in his mind that you couldn't rehabilitate someone like that. But then, what is the answer? We were talking about this with Angelo Clary last week. Do you remember? His daughter is one of the women at the centre of the R. Kelly allegations. And he was talking about this project he set up called Team Truth. And he feels like the problem was, especially with the Afro-American community, is that for years and years they've been allowed to just sort of sort out child abusers within the community. There was a story, and I don't know if you saw Surviving R. Kelly Part 2, but Robert Kelly alleges that he and his brothers say that he was abused by someone when he was a kid, and that, you know, in some way it's mitigation for the way he's been accused of behaving since. And they talked about how when the community found out what had happened, the police arrived and then they turned their backs while the men in the community beat him up. And that was kind of the end of the story. So this guy goes underground, you never hear from him again. But also he doesn't get any rehab, he doesn't get sorted out. The problem doesn't get addressed. The kids don't get any kind of therapy because no one talks about it again. It's like it's sorted. Except it's not, is it? And not everybody that is abused as a child goes on to be an abuser, but there are some statistics that suggest that some people do. So obviously leaving it alone is not the answer. So Angelo Clary is talking about not only sort of breaking the silence because, you know, the victims need help and they need to know that what happened is not their fault and the shame they're carrying is not theirs. And in order to address that and to stop the cycle continuing, and people leading, if, you know, if they don't become abusers, they're certainly messed up around sex and relationships. That's the danger. In order to stop that cycle, he believes you've got to talk about it. And God, this programme, this show that we do here, I think we hear this story coming up, different names, different places, but we hear this story coming up time and time again, don't we? People that are carrying shame around that is not theirs and turning it on themselves. But the thing is as well, if people have these tendencies, if people feel like they have an attraction to kids and they're not doing anything about it and they don't want to do anything about it, if they're asking for help, wouldn't it be irresponsible not to offer them as much help as possible? And in order for that to happen, you need to have hope, don't you, that something can be done. It's a really, really complicated thing. And I know it's something that most of us don't like thinking about. But I think for the sake of our kids and for the sake of the kids, the broken kids that have turned into broken adults, it needs to be thought about a lot more. 0344 499 1000. Another message here. 6 years is not very long. I don't believe these people can be really rehabilitated. He's still doing it now, I'd say, by involving himself with this 18-year-old. This young boy needs other friends. It's true what you just said too. They never change. It wasn't me that said it. It was someone talking about his family member. But, you know, I've spoken to quote-unquote experts, people who work with offenders, and the feeling was that rehabilitation is impossible. 0344 499 1000. I know this is a heavy subject. We can talk about this. We can talk about something completely different. It's completely up to you. But I would really like to hear some voices on this. No better than I do. I really would. 0344 499 1000. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget? Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Night with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Now that call we had at the beginning of the show has got all of us thinking, and I don't know whether I handled it brilliantly, but I gave my kind of honest response, which is why I'm really hoping that you might help me unpick some of this stuff. 0344 499 1000. So the situation is that Kai is a young gay man. He's 18. He's been going to sex parties with a friend, an older friend, and it's now been revealed to Kai and to everyone else in that particular group that his friend's got a conviction for talking to kids online. Let's put it mildly. In this case, he was talking to an undercover police officer and he got busted. But of course now, everyone's talking about it and he's feeling like he's not welcome at these parties anymore. He doesn't want to go without his friend. His friend is in his 60s. Apparently he's not reoffended. It was 6 years ago. He's not going anywhere near kids now, apparently. But a lot of you are very uncomfortable about that age difference. 03444991000. Hi, Max.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Okay, just following up on the call from Kyle, I mean, I don't know what's right or wrong, but I've got two observations. The first is that the ages of 18 and 14 tend to show that there's a very, very strong preference for younger guys, which is fine.
But well, 14's not fine.
Well, it depends where you are in the world, because in some countries, of course, the age of consent is 14.
Yeah, and in some countries, men marry 7-year-old girls. That's not right either, is it? In this country, it's not right.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm not able to judge that. However...
Wow.
But I'm not, because, you know... Anyway...
Well, there's a power imbalance. Surely you can see that.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that the first thing is that obviously the preference is still there. The second observation that I'll make is the reason why people don't think that or people aren't rehabilitated in inverted commas in terms of that type of thing is that because of just strong preferences. They will always be there. And, you know, for instance, I've got a preference for blondes. I always have had, and I always will do. Most things that keep our preferences in check are sort of social conventions. In other words, what is right or wrong, what is acceptable in this country or Pakistan or age of consent, etc. And once people break those social conventions, they tend not to come. They tend to stay there forever. For instance, sexual crimes, if I can put that in inverted commas once again, sexual crimes are probably the only crimes where, if somebody was overnight made a millionaire, those crimes would increase, not decrease. Now, most crimes, if you gave somebody £1 million, would disappear overnight. You know, there'd be no more shoplifting and breaking and entering, etc. But with that type of things, people's preferences would actually be allowed to carry on. That's why they don't go away. Social conventions keep them in place. And once those social conventions are broken, they tend not to go away. Does that make some sense?
I know what you mean. So it's their sexuality. That's not going to change, is it?
Exactly. I will always be attracted to blondes. I can't help it. If it was illegal, I could keep that under control because my social conventions are that strong that I'm not going to break the law. But when I always attracted to blondes, can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. Does that make some sense?
Yeah, it does. Thanks very much, Max. I appreciate that. Okay. Well, 03444991000. Let's have a quick word with Phil. Hey, Phil.
Hello.
Hiya, where are you on this?
Well, my first point is, what age did he meet him at?
Yeah.
Because he says he's 18 now, and if you met him when he was 17, 16, and they got up to anything then he has reoffended again. But I don't think he should be with him at all. But I think the more that you tell somebody not to be with somebody... the more they're going to want to be with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the thing that's bothering me. I mean, the guy's 60, 6 years ago. How old is Kai's 18 now?
Well,
he's just turned 18. How long's he been with him?
Also, listen, I'm 42. I wouldn't be hanging out with an 18-year-old out of preference, not socially. What have we got in common? Well, I know what they've got in common, but, you know, it's... It's shady, isn't it?
Yeah, very shady. And I would suggest that the guy probably has reoffended
But then what is the motivation for someone to go through rehab? Okay, so, and there are some people who offer themselves up for rehab because they know that they've got this tendency and they don't want to act on it. What if everyone's always going to be suspicious of them? What is the motive? What's the motivation to go and get yourself sorted out?
Well, he hasn't got any motive, has he? Because he's obviously, he's now with an 18-year-old, which is just legal in the eyes of the law. Morally, it's not.
But then you get, you know, you pick up a copy of any of the tabloids and every other week you'll get a picture of an 18-year-old girl who's married a 60-year-old man.
Yes, you will.
Is it different because they're men?
Like the last caller said about having money, and then you'll get the things like, who's the guy who hung himself, got killed in prison in Inverness?
Ah, yeah. I know. It's a really dodgy one, isn't it? And I'm trying to be fair to people, and I try to believe that there is always hope. But at the same time, I've got to be honest, if Kai was my family member, I'd be telling him to steer clear.
Yeah, that's all you can do, hopefully.
Is that my terrible prejudice, though?
No, it's not. I mean, the guy has offended in the past, but it looks like he's offending again. To me, I believe, just from listening to Kai there, that they've known each other for a while, and I'll say probably since at least he was 17.
Kai, if you're listening, do feel free to give us a ring because we don't want to be going back in
because I'd be interested to know when you met him and how long you've known this guy. Yeah. If you've only known him for a short number of months, then he could be telling you anything just to fulfil some other weird fantasies that he's got going on and dragging you along with it. And you've got to realise at the end of the day is he might actually take you down with him this time.
Mm.
And then you're 18... You've got the rest of your life with that label then, Carl.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Phil. I appreciate your words there. 0344 499 1000. Rebecca.
Hi.
Hello.
I was just calling. I agree with everything the last caller has said. And I just was also, when I listened to the call, I felt just really sad.
Yeah.
I sound really... To me, he sounds like a vulnerable young adult, and I think that his friend just seems to have taken advantage of that, created a bit more of a feeling of isolation for Kai. He just seems like, you know, he's created a situation where he's the only one in support of him, he's the only one who understands him, and actually, that's probably not true. There are lots of people that feel like Kai and would understand how he's feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just thought... The imbalance of power seems to be present.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's taking advantage.
And that's the thing, isn't it, when we're talking about these situations, it is about power balance. I think Kai's ringing back, so I'm going to have a quick word with him in a second. But, it's tricky, isn't it?
Sorry.
Go on, Rebecca, I can't hear you very well. Is there any way you could give us a call back when you're not driving?
Yeah, sure.
All right, it'd be just so much easier to be able to hear you. Thanks very much, Rebecca. Kai's back on the phone. Hey, Kai.
Hello, Catherine.
Hey.
I just wanted to clear a few things up.
Good.
I've known him since I was 18, not under.
Okay.
Basically, back to this kink thing, the people are going to think it's weird, but have you ever heard of a thing called putt play before?
Yes, I have heard of putt play, right. So you dress up as dogs.
That's how I met him through that.
Right, okay. Now, can I ask, honestly, if I ask a question you don't want to answer... It's the usual rules, like with Ian, you can tell me to jog on, Kai. But have you been in a sexual situation with this guy?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not sure if you can hear the background. I'll switch off quickly, sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I just want to make sure that we get this clear. And I hope you don't mind us all talking about this. It's such a tricky one. And you asked me for advice and I just... you caught me on the hop a little bit. And I want to do right by you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... What are you minded to do at the moment?
What do you mean, sorry, like?
So you obviously want to carry on the way things have been.
Yeah.
Does anything that people are saying online at the moment ring true with you?
from, like, because I have been listening after I rang. Do you mean like them? Sorry.
Yeah, they're worried that he's maybe manipulating you.
No, it's all been consensual with me.
Yeah.
Like, if there's something I didn't like, I would say, and he would stop.
Sure.
You see what I mean? Like.
Sure. And you don't feel like he's he's much older than you. You don't feel it's a bit odd, a 60-year-old man being interested in an 18-year-old, especially given this history now of trying to contact a 14-year-old. I mean, in the event he was an undercover police officer, but it could have been a 14-year-old.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm just confused about.
Cause yeah.
If I'm honest, he told me a while back about it, and if I'm honest, I forgot about it till all this was brought up, because he has changed. Do you see what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's literally been in the back of my mind. Do you see what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do.
Like, he's nice. He has changed, and if anything, I'm trying to think of the word, alarm bells rang, I would tell someone. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
If there's been any hint that he has been doing it again,
yeah,
I would tell someone. Do you see what I mean? Like, but from my view, that hasn't been.
You don't see that you're very young for him.
I don't know. He's been there more. I don't know. In the gay community, you kind of, I don't know how to put it. Like, it's very sex orientated in the gay community. Especially as a young person like me.
Right.
Well, any age, to be honest, not just young. Like, he has been there for me, and it's very rare we have sex, if I'm honest.
Right.
Yeah, it's very rare we have that.
It's more of a sort of companionship thing and him keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, with the pup stuff, you kind of, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, can I just explain it to people who are listening who might not know what the fuck stuff is?
Of course you can.
That's all right.
Of course you can.
Basically, it's like a kink thing. It's for straight people as well, not just gay. And basically, one pretends to be a dog. You can get dog hoods and harnesses and stuff like that. And the other is like a handler where they leash you and look after you. This guy who was on about is my alpha, so he gives me advice. I don't have to listen if I don't want to.
Right.
And he's helped me with stuff like that, like with my drinking, for example. I've been 13 days sober now.
Right.
And, like, all my life, there's no one who understood me, but he has, because he has autism himself.
Right, okay.
So he can relate to how I'm feeling, do you see what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And he's been in the LGBT community much longer than me, so he knows the struggle.
Right.
What I mean? Like,
I got you.
There's loads of different struggles. Like, there was a recently a news article, hopefully I can say, on BBC. I hope that's all right saying.
Of course it is.
Article.
It's fine, yeah.
And, like, one of the struggles is having to look a certain way. Like, for me, I'm skinny. If I'm honest, I kind of feel pressured to be muscly, because that's the gay look, if you see what I mean, like.
Mm.
And he's kind of helped me to... He's kind of... Because he's been in it so long, he's kind of helped me to say, like, no, you don't have to look like that. You should be comfortable in your own body.
Okay.
Yeah, so it has helped me.
I'm just wondering how much your autism affects your everyday life. I mean, do you have a job? Have you got a lot of other friends, or...?
I'm a loner, if I'm honest, so yeah, it's helped me.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you work?
No, I'm at college.
Oh, right, you're at college.
So I kind of just keep to myself there, because I don't really...
And what's...
Yeah, people use gay slurs and stuff like that there, and the teachers don't really say anything, so I just keep to myself.
Wow, okay. Okay.
But that's a different matter, but yeah.
And what's the plan for you? What do you want to do with the rest of your life?
I want to be a... in my spare time, I do radio presenting. Mm-hmm. I want to be I do it voluntary, but I'm hoping to get onto a big station soon.
Yeah. And what are you studying, if you don't mind me asking?
Photography, funny okay. enough. There's not really a radio specific course.
No, it doesn't matter.
I like photography.
You look at...
I do in my spare time.
Yeah, you look at the people that I work with, very few of them actually got trained as a radio presenter. It's all about being an interesting person. And obviously having a different interest is always helpful.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to get my DJing out there, and then once I'm a bit more well-known, build a package. So, like, for this much you can get DJing and photography, or you could just pick one and another.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you can get the whole monopoly on it.
Yeah.
Let me be honest with you, Kai, and I don't know if you've heard what I've been saying, is I get that this is a really special relationship to you, but I'm a bit concerned that the power isn't equal.
No, I think it is, personally. Like I said, if something wasn't right, I'd let him know and he would stop.
Okay. Okay.
Do you see where I'm coming from at the same time?
I do.
Like,
I do.
He always says it.
But he's worried that you're going to get tarnished, isn't he?
Yeah, he said he's trying to change people's views, but it's not over yet. It could change people's views still, but it's a bit early, you know, because it's only started yesterday. Do you see what I mean?
All right.
Your people's view could... Do you see what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You could go next to the next person, and then... Do you see what I mean? Like,
all right.
Get out of control, but...
Here's what I think.
I don't know at the moment.
Here's what I think. Keep talking to me, you know, keep ringing us. If there's anything that worries you, ring us up and we can talk about it. You know, you can be honest with us and we won't judge you.
Yeah, thank you. It has been, like I said, I haven't really listened much, but now it's nice to speak to someone, like you said, to another caller.
Yeah.
A distant.
We might get some other people ringing in with their views, and if they, you know, if they're saying anything that rings a bell for you, feel free to ring. I don't want to be talking about you and you feel you can't join in. You know, this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, thank you.
I think this is about people wanting to look out for you, well. Kai.
But what did you say, sorry?
Sorry, I think this is about people wanting to look out for you. So what did you say? Sorry, I was talking over you.
It's kind of nice to hear other people's views.
All right.
Well. I'm not going to lie, I don't agree with them all, but it's nice to hear it from another perspective.
And the thing is, you won't agree with them all, but it's just ideas to... You know, while you're in this situation where it feels like your head is spinning, it's just maybe a different way of looking at things. But
yeah.
I think the important thing is that you know that you've got nothing to be ashamed of and you can always talk to us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. You look after yourself, won't you? And if any alarm bells ring in the future with what's going on in your life and this particular friendship, then, you know, listen to your gut, you know. If you get that feeling that it's, you know, if it's not right, you'll know. All
yeah,
right, Kai.
Thank you.
All right, you take care of yourself. I'm going to have a quick word with Andy in a second. In fact, let's take a little break and then we'll talk to Andy if that's all right. If you want to give us a ring, 0344 499 1000, you're listening to Talk Radio.
Late Night with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the number to call tonight. I'm Catherine Boyle. Normally I'm here with Ian Lee. Today I am flying solo, same tomorrow, and then we're back to abnormal on Monday when he's had his week off. Anyway, so that's the situation there. Let's go back to the phones, and Andy's there waiting for me. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Kath. How you doing? You all right?
I'm all right, thank you. It's a tricky one tonight, isn't it?
Well, we'll speak to you again.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
It's very tricky. It's very tricky. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been in pretty much the same situation as Kai.
Right.
So I just thought I'd call up and just offer my advice to him if I can.
Well, that would be really handy.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, go on.
Basically, when I'll set a little bit of background if that's okay. I was in a relationship, very brief one, with a guy who told me that he'd been downloading images.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be very careful how I say this. I'd had his laptop and phone confiscated. He'd told me that they were in for repair. It turned out that they'd actually been confiscated by the police, and the images that he'd got were over 30,000 in volume. So you can imagine, you know, it comes as quite a shock
yeah.
when you find this out.
Yeah.
Secondly, I didn't know what to do. I'd not been in that situation before. And you do think to yourself, when you're a gay man, I now identify as pansexual, but when you're a gay man, you think, okay, my chances of meeting someone, especially in a place where there's no scene, are very rare, very limited. So do I stay in this situation or risk being single for the rest of my life?
Mm.
And I guess to an extent that's the same in every community, whether it be LGBT+ or straight.
Well, and also where feelings are involved and you know the individual, you're not just talking about... Because to everyone else, this is an abstract case, OK? This is an older man, younger man. This thing happened with what could have been a 14-year-old, turned out to be a copper. And you just think about, right, well, that's quite obvious, isn't it? The difference is when you've been in a relationship with someone, when you know them, you know, this is the person that you think the world of, and then all of a sudden there's this... it's not quite as cut and dry when you're in it, is it?
The relationship that I built up with the person, and I'm being very careful not to mention them because that wouldn't be fair on them, mention them by name,
yeah,
was built on trust, just as I think any intimate relationship is. Now, when you build up trust in someone, as you know, when you find out something that shocks you, a secret, whatever it may be, you begin to think, well, what else is it that I don't know?
Yeah.
So I don't know for certain that the person who I was in the relationship with was on chat rooms, but maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. And ultimately what Ty does is up to him. But I'll give you the advice that I was given, and you can probably see from this and tell from this why I had to end the relationship immediately. And that's, if there is any possibility in the future that this person reoffends, if they reoffend using any of Kai's equipment, maybe a mobile phone, a laptop, even an IP address from his house, then in the eyes of the law, he's liable for what's happened.
Right.
So Kai would be seen, as my understanding was, as I was told, he would be seen as just as responsible as the person who's committed the crime. Because saying, it wasn't me, is no defence in law.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a possibility, a distinct possibility here, that if Kai left his laptop unlocked, his mobile phone unlocked, and anybody, whether it be this guy or whoever, were to use it for illicit purposes, he could find himself responsible and potentially in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, it could affect his career. It could affect his whole future. And Kai, my heart goes out to you because I've been there, fella. I know what it's like and it's horrible. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. But do what you have to do, but think very carefully about it. And as difficult as it is, try to put some brain process into there, as well as heart process.
Yeah.
Does that help at all?
I think that's really interesting. How long did it take, Andy, before the revelation turned into action on your part?
It was the next day.
Right.
Because I knew I had to. The longer you leave it, the more the feelings will build up, whether they be of anxiety, whether they be of passion, whatever those feelings are, they will build over time. So I got in touch. The thing was as well, before the person I was seeing told me what he was going to tell me, what he told me, he said to me, I've got something to tell you. I need you to stand by me.
Oh, hang on a minute. He can't make that decision for you.
Exactly. But because I was in love with him, I said, yeah, whatever it is, we'll work for it together.
Yeah. Not imagining for a second it would be this.
Exactly. Thinking, you know, he's probably seen someone else on the side. He's having an open relationship, you know. I don't know, maybe he's got a court date coming up for a speeding offence or a parking ticket or something, you know what I mean? And then when they drop this, and I'm very much, if I make a promise to somebody, I will do everything I can to keep it.
Yeah, you're a very loyal person.
Yeah, I try to be. You know, I try to be because I would hope that people would be the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a difficult situation to be in. But you've got to think about the rest of your life, Kai. You've got to think about, and I've been to fetish parties, I've been to sex clubs, I've lived very much the life that you described. I'm considerably older, but I've very much had those experiences. And what I'm saying is, you do what you have to do, but don't risk the rest of your life going wrong.
Well, here's another factor. If he's talking about wanting to be a DJ stroke photographer, so covering events and stuff, if you end up with some sort of record as a result of something someone else does on your computer, for example, or your mobile phone, that's that dream shot, because you will not be allowed anywhere near kids.
I'm imagining that most careers in showbiz, whatever, you've got to have some kind of, I think it's still called DBS,
yeah? Yeah, yeah.
You know, once you fail a DBS, I mean, this person that I was seeing was a security guard.
Right.
And he knew that as soon as his latest DBS was up, he was in trouble, you know?
I'd be really interested, and without obviously telling this other guy's story, because that's his story to tell.
Yes, but, I've been very careful.
Yeah, and we're not naming him or anything like that or giving any locations. But did you feel like he saw himself as a victim rather than being someone who'd done something that he regretted and was trying to move on?
I do. He actually said to me at one point, he said, I'm an addict, and I'm addicted to downloading these images and to this. And you had an earlier caller who said, well, in Spain, the legal age is this and it's that.
Yeah.
He said the same thing to me, and that's not to cast assertions at all on the earlier caller, but it's no defence.
No.
You know, there is no defence against it.
For me, it feels like what this is about is the power imbalance. If someone is not able to understand the relationship you want to have with them, then it's inappropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I can take that one step further, regardless of the, you know, the child discussions, the child pornography, you know, whatever it is, any relationship that is a power imbalance is not a healthy relationship.
Mm.
I know that from my previous experience. I've been in lots of relationships where there's been a power imbalance, and I've been the one who, if you like, for lack of a better term, has been the less powerful one.
Right.
And I know how badly it messes people up, because I've been through an awful lot as a result of that.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I'm so glad I have, because I'm a better, healthier, wiser person for having done that.
Yeah.
But Kai is 18 years old, you know. I don't want to say that when you're young you don't know your own mind. You do. I don't believe that age comes into it. But Kai, don't do something now that you're going to live to regret when you're 88.
Thanks, Andy. That's really helpful.
Thanks.
Really helpful. Thank you. It does
no,
make
no
sense.
Reason. And Kath, you're doing a great job this week, so keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Late Night with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.